Today's daf is Krisus Daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis, third wide line on the bottom. And today's a very jam-packed daf. There's a lot to say and a lot to learn here on Krisus Daf Hey. Like every daf in Krisus is a full, but today we'll get to many different inyanim. Some of them we discussed back in Maseches Harios. Amud Beis appeared much in Maseches Harios, but let's see what we can accomplish. So third wide line here on Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shalosh Krisos Amros Badam, Lamai. Why are there three times Krisos listed when it comes to the Isser of Dam? The Isser of Dam appears a number of times in the Torah, as we will see, and the Isser, the punishment of Kares, appears a number of times. So why is that? So this is the context that we're talking about, all the Chayev Krisos, and we're in the Sugya of Chelev and Dam, right? Those are the two words that we're up to, talking about the Mishnah back on Dav Beis. So Rava says three times, it says Kares by Dam. Lomai, achas ladam chulin, viachas ladam kachim, viachas ladam atamsis. Because there are three types of dam that one has chayef kares for. Dam chulin, dam kachim, right? Different rules about dam chulin and dam kachim. One, dam tamsis. Dam tamsis is blood that comes out after the animal has already died. Dam tamsis, right? Not the dam, to be, in contrast to dam hanefesh, right? Dam tamsis, is a separate category of blood, as we will see. So the Gemara says, Hani chal Rabbi Yehuda, this fits in, Rabbah fits in according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda says that Dam Tamsis is also Kares. The Tanya, Dam Tamsis Ba'asara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'Kares. El Rabbanan Hahi Lamai Asa, but according to Rabbanan, so then you can't say it's included in Dam Tamsis, because Dam Tamsis is not Kares. So, what would it be included in? Via Filo Rabbi Yehuda, Kares, Nafkale, Min Kol Dam. And even Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't learn it out from the Pasuk that Rava says. He learns it out from Kol Dam. Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Dam. Mata Malomar, Kol Dam. Don't eat any Dam. Ein Li Ela Dam Kachim. Shanefesh Yosaba. I would have thought that only includes the Dam of Karbanos that the soul goes out with, Shehu Mechaper. That's the blood they use for Zrikas Adam. That's what you catch the blood in, right? Dam Kabbalah Sadam. Dam Chulin Vadam Tamsis Minayin. Dam Lomar Kol Dam. You see, Kol Dam includes Dam Tamsis, not what Rava says, the three Krisos. El Eima Echad Ladam Chulin Vechad Ladam Kachim V'Echad Ladam Kisui. I would have thought that maybe the dam that was already covered after you do the mitzvah of kisui dam, maybe that doesn't need, there's no iser of dam on that anymore. Kamash Balan, the Gemara says, no, there is kares even by dam kisui. And the shaila is, what exactly is the havamina? Why would I think that once the dam is covered and you do the mitzvah, right, we say that there's no longer an iser of dam? So a couple of suggestions. Rashi says, why would I have thought once it's covered? So Rashi has a fascinating suggestion, but to figure out what it means. I would have thought that once I covered the blood, that it's no longer blood. Batla agav ara. V'hadar achla afra ba'almahu v'lo l'chayev. It's like eating dirt. Once you put the blood in it, the cover on it, it's like eating dirt. Kamash Malan, it still has the status of dam. Right, so what does that mean? So this doesn't mean bittel, like bittel sometimes means bittel barov. So in the, some of the achronim connect this, that we find the din of bittel, of being mevatel something, not in terms of nullification, but in terms of chashivus. In terms of changing the status. Like by sukkah, we have at the beginning of sukkah, if you put teven in a house or you put dirt in a house and you're mevatel it there. What does that mean? You want it to become part of the floor. So you're mevatel it there. Right? So maybe you might have thought, when it comes to kisui also, once the Torah tells you to be mechase the blood, I would have thought it's nisbatel agav the dirt, because the dirt you use for the mitzvah, kamash malan, mash malan not. Again, that's Rashi. If you look at the Shita B'Kubet says here, Shubha Kibetzes wonders exactly what Rashi means, but actually let's look at Tosas. Tosas Yishanim. Tosas says, Itzrich Kra, Dolo Nema, Lo Sochlenu, Al Ha'aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim. Right, don't eat blood, pour it on the, right, it should be poured on the ground. Demashma Ha'ein Nishpach, Ein Chayavan Alav. Mashma, if it's not Nishpach anymore, so then there is an Achiev. Lo tochlenu alar tishpachenu kamayim. But if it's no longer tishpachenu kamayim, then there's no more lo tochlenu. Okay, more of a Xeris Hakasif. Or others say the Yireim writes, or Blazer B'Metz writes in one place, that maybe I would have thought the Iker is by Kachim, right? A blood that is not Shayach to Kisi Adam, right? Or the package of the Isra Achila, you know, is limited to other Isurim and other halachas of blood. Either way, fascinating. Havamina, what exactly is Havamina that you would have thought that you don't have to, there's no Isser anymore of Dam once the blood is covered. But either way, we don't pass in that way. That's only the Havamina. We pass in that even blood after it is covered already also has the Isser of Karis. V'yamar Rav, and Rava continues, not only what we said before, three krisus are said by Dam, chamisha lavim ha'amurin badam lama. We have five lavin when it comes to Dam. We'll see there's even more. But lama, achaz adam chulim, achaz adam kashim, achaz adam kisui, v'yachaz ladam evarim, blood that was in the limbs that is not usser until it comes out of the limbs. That's the problem. That's why we do malicha, because by if we cook blood, so then the blood is going to come out of the limbs before, you know, what the before we eat it, and therefore it's going to be usser. So that's why we have the separate isser of dam ivar, and that's why we do malicha. V'yachas dam tamsis, and one for the dam tamsis, as we said earlier. But five different lavin ha'amurin bidam. So again, Rava already reflects that there aren't five krisos. There is some dam that is subject to kares, and some dam that is subject to lavin. That's interesting. Within the same isser daraisa, there are some elements that are in isser kares, and some elements that are in isser lav. Right? We've mentioned many times that there are mitzvos and averos. This is an example by dam. By mitzvos, right? We noted a couple weeks ago, the mitzvos achilas kachim. There are different levels within the mitzvah d'araisa. There's achilas kachim kachim, which is the d'araisa, and achilas kachim kalim, which is the d'araisa also, but it's tafel, it's clearly tafel to the Rambam, in the Rambam's scheme of things. So that's eating kachim, but the isser of dam is an exact parallel to that in the world of los ases. There are some parts of dam, of the isser of dam that are kares. There are some that are just usser, but it's still usser d'araisa. Remember we mentioned by baltashchis, there are actions that are usser d'araisa, there are actions that are usser d'araisa that they get malchus for. Right, different levels within the daraisa. Destroying trees could be daraisa. Just destructive behavior could still get be asa daraisa, but maybe wouldn't get malchus. That's what seems to be meduyik in the Rambam. But if you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam discusses in Shoresh Tess. I don't know if we've touched on this recently, but we mentioned it in the past. The Rambam says in Shoresh Tess that one is only supposed to count, right? Remember the rules and regulations of mitzvos, of what you count and what you don't count. The Rambam says in Shoresh Tishii, in the ninth rule, that you don't count mitzvos based on psukim. Right? How many psukim are there? There are five psukim, so five different mitzvos. There could be five psukim about one mitzvah, and you only count it as one, and it's just there for emphasis. Ein roi limnos halavin v'ha'asei, aval dvarim hamuzhar mehem v'hamitzuva behem. You have to count the content. You can't count the psukim themselves. And the Rambam says, da. And this is an important yesod, or yesodos, in mitzvos. Says the Rambam, there are four categories of mitzvos. Kotzivu yatar v'asar osea, arba dvarim. Deos, pu'ulos, midos, and dibur. Number one, there are deos, emuna. Believing in Hashem, and Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. That's all what he calls Deos. K'moshe batzivano l'ha'amin v'ayichud v'avas akel yisbar v'yiraso oshis hironu mi'ha'amin das achas b'na Deos. Number one is what the Rambam calls Deos. Emuna. And he puts in there Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Number two, action mitzvos. Action mitzvos, pulam and apulos. Like hakarvas karbanos, binyan beis hamikdash, or the iser of Avodah Zarah. He calls that the to be makriv an animal to a different god. So that's number two. So you have deos and maisim. Number three, midos. The Rambam calls midos having to do with chemla, rachmanus, stuck of a chesed, piyatla recha kamocha, the iser of sinna, the iser of nekama and netira, lo samar al dam reyecha. He puts those into categories of midos. Then he has number four, dibur, ma'amarim, right? Tfila. And vidui are the two that the Rambam quotes. Fine. And then the Rambam says, after he has these four categories, he says, and don't look at the times that the Torah says something. Because that does not mean ribui mitzvos. V'lom na bit l'ribui atzivuyim shebo b'inyanahu im hayam ena mitzvah bo o l'ribui ha'asharos shebo umimenu im hayam ena musar mimenu ki kulam heim l'chizuk levad. L'chizuk, they're there to emphasize how bad it is. But it's not meant to be counted as separate averos. He says, if the avera is there to add something on, to have a new aspect, then you could talk about chilukim between the two. But if the Misora tells us that it's the same thing, just said in different ways, so they're not. Amnam kishalo yesham inyan nosaf da be'emes, shalo nechpal ela l'chizuk, ukedei sheyodei agamkein, sheze avon gadol ma'od, achar shababo asara achar asara. Or it's repeated to be mashlim, something that we didn't know earlier. So, for example, the Rambam gives examples, again, many examples. I'm not going to read all of them. Again, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah is always somewhat lengthy. The Rambam says, Shabbos. How many times is Shabbos mentioned in the Torah? Well, you're going to count mitzvahs of Shabbos over and over again. The Rambam says 12 times mitzvah Shabbos is mentioned. V'chein ba, number two. This Rav Achila's dam is mentioned 7 times in the Torah, says the Rambam. Hayachshov gamkein shum maskil v'yomar she'isra dam sheva mitzvos. Is anybody going to say you counted as 7 out of the 613? Of course not. No. V'zeh masha lo yite bo'echa. Nobody will make such a mistake about that. And therefore, you only count the content and not the times that it is mentioned. Okay, and the Rambam continues. The Ramban argues on some of the examples that he brings, but this is all in Shorash Tashi. But again, it relates to, how do you understand this machlokas here about the Isser of Dam? Isser of Dam, different types of Dam. The Rambam says, 7 Dams, there's one Isser of Dam. Right, that's it. Right, there's no more than one. Are there, can you get more than one Malkus on one Isser? So the Ramban sometimes is more flexible about that, and the Rambam is not. Okay, so that's the issue a little bit related to the number of Lavin, and the Rambam gives that example, Dafka, in Sefer HaMitzvos. Next, Amar Rabbi Law, 3 lines to the bottom. Acha Meiser Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. If somebody eats Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, Dagan Tirosh or Yitzar, right? Whether it's wheat or wine or oil, Lokas Shalosh, 3 Malkus, 3 Averis. I V'Hal Ein Lokan Alav Shebeklalos, but isn't it an all, an all-inclusive Isser? So why do we get Malkus? So why do you get 3 Malkus? And again, this might be like what we mentioned yesterday from the Sfas Emes, not a regular Lav Shebeklalos, but a Lav that has a number of applications. So Shaini Hacha, Demiatri Krai. Again, there's extra words in the Pasuk. That's why we could darshan the Malkus. Michti, Kasav Rachmana, V'yachat, L'vnei Hashem Elokecha. You already know. It says that you have to eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, Ma'aser Degancha, Tiroshcha, V'yitzarecha. If I remember, that's the Pasuk that, this discussion of the Pesukim of Lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha, and the parallel of Yachalta, right? This is the lo suchal is the pasuk that I think there are 8 mitzvahs learned out from just one pasuk. But the pasuk already says, eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. So don't we darshan bifnim im b'chutz lo? Lamali dechaz rachmana lo suchal lechol b'sharecha. That's the pasuk. Ma'aser degoncha diroshcha v'yitzarecha lechalik. Why do you have to repeat the second pasuk? It must be to be mechalik and say you get isurim for each and every one. Imiyahi havamina hanimila basay. Maybe it's not extra. No, the first pasuk I only would have thought is a Mrs. Asay to eat it in Yerushalayim. Ava balav emalo, but there's no los asay related to it. And after lahachi katzav rachmana lo suchal look ma balav. But that's why the Torah says lo suchal to make you violate a los asay va dain lav shebeklalosu. But back to the original question, it's not an extra lashon. You needed the pasuk to teach me the los asay. So back to the question of isn't it a lav shebeklalos, and therefore you shouldn't get 3 malchus if I eat dog on tirosh v'yitzar outside of Yerushalayim. So Gemara says no, it's still extra. Imke neimakra lo suchal la achlam bisharecha. Just say don't eat them in your gates. Masa degan chatiroshcha vitzarecha lamali. Why do you have to repeat every detail? Liyichude achila dekol chad b'chad. So not only is the second pasuk is not extra, but each of the details within that second pasuk is extra, and that's why we darshin malchus for each one. Good. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, similar. We're talking about Isurim related to Dam, Isurim related to Ma'aser Sheni. Now we have Isurim related to Chadash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ha'ochel Lechem Kali V'Charmel. If somebody eats any form of grain, any form that the grain is in, Lechem, we know what Lechem is. Kali and Carmel is a discussion what each of these are. Kali Rashi here says it was dried in the oven, but it was not ground up. So it's dried out kernels, says Rashi. Rashi says this on the bottom of the previous Amud. Delo tachnan, right? It wasn't ground up. Rashi in Parshas Emor does say it's ground up. A little problem with the Stira in the Rashi. What exactly is Kali? Carmel is, Rashi says, it was not put in the oven at all. It was just rubbed with one's hands. It's like fresh, more plump kernels that you have. It wasn't even processed at all. That's Kali and Carmel. So those, Loka, one gets Malkus for, because those are three forms, Loka Gimel, three forms of the Isser of Chadash. Interesting, the Rama himself agrees to this. Rambam said before that Dam, you know, maybe Dam is only going to be one. If you look on the Rambam in Machalas Asuros, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, Ha'ochel Lechem V'Kali V'Charmel Kizayis Mikalechad V'Echad Lo Keshalosh Malkios. Yathri Shneamar V'Lechem V'Kali V'Charmel Lo Sochlu Adat Samayim Azeh Mipi Yeshmu Alamdu Sheshlashton Bilavin Chalukin Zemizeh. The Rambam would say this isn't just L'Chizuk, right? These are three separate Isurim. Each one. Right, the Rambam, if you look in the Radvaz here, the Radvaz quotes what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos. And he says, so what's going on here? What's happening here? So it must be, these are three different types of alavin. They're not exactly what the Rambam meant in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And he says, V'dafka v'sholosh achilos v'sholosh hasraos. V'imlavin olok elachas. If it's one helam, maybe it is related enough. It's not like chelav and dam, says the Radvaz, there in Machalos Asuras. Okay, so says the Rebbe Yitzchak. Somebody eats lachem lachem aloka gimel. Baha in lachem lachem aklal. Same kind of question. But you don't get malchus for such. Isn't this just like one iser with three applications? Shani hacha de miyater cry. No, it's an extra. Lema kra lechem. V'nelev kali v'charmel minei. Just say bread. Just say lechem. And then we would know kali and charmel are also chayiv malchus. The Gemara says, no. Ikala mifrech. Mala lechem shekein nisrabe yitzal chala. Maybe lechem is more chamur. We know lechem has a chiyuv hafrashas challah, and the others do not. The chiyuv of challah kicks in only when you make a dough. If I didn't make a dough, yeah, there's no chiyuv of challah. So maybe that's why lechem is more chamur. So you can't learn it from lechem. Nechtov kali v'lo nechtov lechem. Why don't you write just kali? Let's say the dried out, roasted, and not lechem. But nelef mi kali, and learn it from kali. And where it says lechem mi kali, I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have learned that from kali. Mishum de kali isa be'ene. Kali is in its natural state. Hasn't been processed. So maybe that's more chamor. Lechem lo isa be'ine. Lechem is not in its natural state anymore, and therefore, I would have thought that you would not be usur, the isra of chadash would not apply to lechem. That's the havamina. The isra of kali would only, the isra of chadash would only apply to the roasted kernels that I didn't really process yet. But once it's changed, once it's nishtane into lechem, so then it's not called Be'en anymore, and therefore there's a havamina that I wouldn't be chayef for the Isser of Chadash. It's an amazing havamina. Kamash Malan, yes. So what's the Kamash Malan? So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah in Meseches Brachos, uses this Gemara as a yesod for general Yoradea issues of something that is nishtane. That dam that is nishtane, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. This is on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis in the Dafei Harif. We just by there, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbeinu Meir, he says, he's speaking about mushk, this type of mixture and item product that comes out of animals. He says, some people say it's the sweat of a chaya. Zeyas chaya. V'anachon yoter shachaya yeduahu v'yesh lachatotris b'tzavar. It has a hump on its back, on its neck. V'lasham iskapsim b'tchila ke'ein dam. Blood goes into this part of the animal. V'yachar kachoser v'nase mushk. Then it becomes this spice that we use. V'rabbeinu meir alevi zal haya oser oso ba'achilo b'mnech shash dam. Rabbeinu Meir, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that says that it was also because it used to be dam. V'yefshol asis tam bolahatir v'lomar. De perish pa'alma. No problem. It's just secretion. V'yafal pishim etchilu hu dam lo chayshin en lahachi. Don't worry about it, even though it used to be dam. De basar hashta azlinan. You go after now. Teda shahare hadvash. Honey, right? We discussed this in Avodah Zarah. Im nafal bo chadicha shel iser, ve'ein advash aser. Remember we spoke about the legs of the bees in the honey? It's not aser, the honey. Why? Af al pisha iser nimoch b'doch advash, kivish ederach advash lahachzir adavr shenofa l'tocho dvash, k'mo dvash tainin amlei umuter. It becomes dvash. So too, this thing that used to be dam, even though it used to be dam, now it's no longer dam. That's what Rabbi Yonah says, that's what the Rush says right here in Brachas. Says the Makar Chaim, says the Nesivus in his commentary on Psachim, what's a raya to the Rabbi Yonah? Our Gemara, Krisos Daf Hei. Because you see, the Gemara says that had it not been for a Pasuk, I would have thought that there's no Isser of Lechem, because it's Nishtana. Right? I would have thought there's only an Isser of Kali, not Lechem. Kamash Balan, that's why you need the Pasuk. That's what the Nesivus says in the Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim is the Nesivus' commentary on Hilchas Pesach. Separate sefer, the Makar Chaim. So if you look there, but there are a lot of Yesodos in Shas, right? The Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Makar Chaim in various sugyas, not in the Chos Pesach Dafka, but in Tuf Samach Zayin, he says a raya to Rabbi Niona is Krisus Dafhei. You see our Gemara quotes that I wouldn't have known that bread is usher. If you look in the Chsam Sofer writes in a tshuva, I beg to differ. That's a Havamina. What's the Maskana? The Maskana is that Lechem is usher. Right, even though it's Tishtana. Why? Is that a Chiddush Gzeiras HaKasev? Or no, it's not changed enough. And Shinui is good for certain halachas, like Shinui Kona and the like, but not to all. So, that's Rabbi Yonah and the Rush, the Makar Chaim and Tav Samach Zayin, Chassam Sofer and Yerodeya in Kuf Yud Dalet. Okay, so that's the line in the Gemara about Chadash. I wouldn't have learned Lechem from Kali, because it's not Be'en anymore. That's why you can't say Kali and you can't say Lechem. We have one more left. Karmel mikali lo asi mishum. What about Karmel from Kali? Would I have known those two? Karmel is the kernels that you didn't really put in the oven at all. Mishum to Kali nisrabe etzel manachas. Kali is more chamor because Kali, you use roasted kernels for carbon mincha. Karmel lo nisrabe etzel manachas. Karmel is not, and therefore you wouldn't have known it. Ask Rashi. What do you mean? The Pasuk says that you can use Carmel for the Karban HaOmer. So what do you mean that Carmel is not included by Menachas? So Rashi, it's printed on the bottom of the previous Amud. We're still a little behind in the Rashis. Rashi says, V'yav agav debahu krok siv Carmel. It doesn't mean Carmel, like Carmel in the other Pasuk. Right, Carmel in the other Pasuk means, that, like we said, plump kernels that are processed very little. But Carmel in the other Pasuk by the Mincha, has a different translation. Tahu krok siv karmel lo hukshar ela al yedeha or. It has to be roasted. It's not called talking about fresh. Abuv shal klayos. Remember the carbon omer, you roasted on the Gemara in Menachos discuss exactly how much you have to roast it. So it means different. It just means soft. It means soft. So the word karmel means different things in different contexts. Okay. So that's why you can't say the word lechem or kali. Continuing, Nichtov Carmel Valeni Lechem Akali Mine. Why can't you just say Carmel? Ikelamifrach Mala Carmel Shekain Lonish Tane Mi Bir Yaso. Not only is it Ba'en, but you've done nothing, right? It hasn't been even put on fire, hasn't been processed into bread like lechem, and it hasn't even been put on fire like the kali is, right? It's totally natural. So that's why you couldn't have learned it from there. Minchalo yalfi neilav chadam in train. Why can't you just write two? Lo nechtav kra, which two? Lo nechtav kra lechem neilav bikali v'charmel. Don't write lechem. So you can limit from alakali v'charmel she'is naseim be'neon. They're more connected to what they used to look like. Right? So the lechem is different. Lo nechtav kra karmel v'neilav bikali v'milechem v'kali. Ika limit from alakalechem v'kali she'gain nisrabe isa menachas. At least those two could be used for menachas. Right? So they're, but not lechem. And therefore, nothing is extra, and therefore we're back to the question. If nothing is extra, why you chayev three malchus for eating lechem, kali, and karmel of chadash? Amar lecha Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak would explain, lo nechtav krok kali v'neilaf milechem v'karmel. No, you didn't have to say kali. Mala paracht, I paracht, mala lechem she isgraba. So what question did you have before? That you couldn't learn kali from lechem and karmel. Mala lechem she isgraba yitzel chala. Well, lechem has a chumra, karmel yochiach. Okay, you have teamwork. You could have left one out. So because one of them is extra, you learn that they are, you get your chayah for each and every one. So Gemara says, okay, all that teaches me is that kali is extra. Maybe if I eat the roasted kernels, I'm chayav one for chadash. Akula on machayav chada, and for both of the others, I'm only chayav one. But it's not three. Only kali is extra. So why do you say that? So Gemara says, "Inki nichlav kro lechem karmel v'kali, inami nichlav kali v'lechem v'karmel." Amai kasev l'kali be'em. So why is kali in the middle? If kali is different than the other two, why do you put kali right in the middle? So hachi kamar, it must be as follows: lechem. We'll read the shita's girsa. Lechem kekali mechayev v'karmel mechayev kekali. To compare both of them to what's in the middle. just like Kali is chayiv if you eat just roasted Kali, so too if you eat any of the others. Good. That is all chadash. So we have three discussions here of overlapping Isurim, Dam, Maiser Sheni Michutz Yerushalayim, and Chadash. Each of one of those requires its own discussion. Remember the Isur of Chadash, that the Achronim throughout the ages tried to defend the fact why many people are not Makbid on Chadash, have not been Makbid on Chadash over the past couple hundred years. Bizman Hazem, more and more people are being Makbid on Chadash, but again, it goes way back to the 500 years ago, the Rama already writes in Yaradeya, coming up with defenses. His in the Sugya of Chadash, his well-known Svek Sveka, and how to understand that the Rama writes in Yiresh Tzadi Gimel in Yaradeya, the Isra of Chadash. What is the Isra of Chadash? We didn't even define it again. The Isra of Chadash is anything that has taken root, any grain that has taken root since last year, Pesach, on the second day. I'm not allowed to partake of that until after I bring the Karban HaOmer, or the day of the Karban HaOmer is upon us and passes. So says the Rama, Isra Chadash Noeg, says the Shulchan Aruch, Isra Chadash Noeg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein B'shel Yisrael, Bein B'shel Akum. That's clear, the Shulchan Aruch says. The Bach tries to defend it a little bit, but the Rama writes, Tvoa Shlo Shvisha Kodem L'Tez Zayin B'Nisan Atzorah Sh'yavo Omer Abav. It didn't take root before Tez Zayin B'Nisan. So it's also until the next Omer. Umikom Akom, says the Rama, Kol Stam Tvoa Shorei Lachar Pesach. If you don't know, it's Mutter. Right? This isn't like Suffolk Arla, right? Like the Gemara says, which is built in Mutter. There's no such thing like that, Suffolk Chadash. But it says the Rama because of the Svek Sveka, if you don't know. Which, problem number one is, Bizman Hazeh, you could find out on almost every product, you know, when exactly the grain was from. And if you just did a little research. But the Rama says, it's mutter if you don't know. Mikoch Svek Sveka. Safe ki mishana sha'avra. Maybe it's last year's grain, right, before the, and then for his mutter. V'im tim salomar mishana zu, mikom akom doma nishra shakadama omer. And even if it's this year's grain, maybe it took root before the omer. Svek Sveka. All the achronim, the shach asks, I don't understand. It's the same suffix. Was it before last year's Pesach or after last year's Pesach? What's the separate suffix? Maybe it's last year's, and even if it's this year's, maybe it took root beforehand. That would make it last year's Nechshav. Right? So that's a big problem that many try to figure out exactly what the Kavana of the Rama is and what other defenses there are. But the Taz and the Bach and the Shach, everybody gets into the action relating to the Isser of Chadash. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Berura in Hilchos Pesach talks about Chadash. There he talks about the Mesilos Habarza. Talk about the trains, that bring the produce from far away. So that's why now you have to worry more about Chadash. Says the Chafetz Chaim, because you're really not sure and you don't know. Okay, Vayter Amar Reb Yanai. We now have four statements related to the power of Gzeira Shava. Amar Reb Yanai La'ol Amate Gzeira Shava Shekala Beinecha. Don't let a Gzeira Shava be kal in your eyes. Shaharei, pigol, echad migufei Torah. Pigol is one of the chiyuv kares by pigol, is one of the chiyuvim of the Torah, one of the bases of the Torah. Right? Pigol has, we always like to mention, pigol and hotza'ah on Shabbos are two of the sugyas and Shabbos that have the most dafim about them. So pigol is amazing. V'olim do'akaz, v'olim Gzeira Shava. And you only know kares by pigol through Gzeira Shava. Damar b'yochanan, tani zavda bar levi, nemar lahalon. It says by nosar, v'ochlov avono yisav, v'nemar kam, v'nevesh ha'ochelas v'men avonot yisav, malahalon kares av kan kares. One yisod. Amar of Simoi, number two. Lo amati Gzeira Shava kala b'necha. Sherei nosar echen migufei Torah. Nosar is one of the gufei Torah. V'lo lindu ha'kasif elam Gzeira Shava. And we only know that nosar is usur to eat, and you have to burn it from Gzeira Shava. Mahi yalav kodesh kodesh. V'ochlav avono yisah, ki es kodesh Hashem chilel, v'ksiv v'sarafdes anosar ba'esh, ki kodesh v'gomer. So number two, you know the isur of nosar from a Gzeiras and the chiyuv to burn it from a Gzeiras Shava. Number three, Amar Abaya, lo lamati Gzeiras Shava kala beinecha, sharei bito me'anusaso. A man who has a daughter outside of marriage, not in the marriage. Heinei gufei Torah, v'olim da'kasev, alam Gzeiras Shava. That's only mefurish. That's not mefurish. It's only not from Gzeiras Shava. Daughter from marriage is mefurish, right? That's a pasuk in Vayikra. That's a pasuk in Perachav pasuk Yedala. The Torah tells us. V'isha sheyikach es isha ve'es ima, zima hi. Man takes a woman and her daughter, right? That's understood as in marriage. So that's also a different from Yerushalva. Damar Rava, Amar Yisrael Ravdimi, Asi Heina Heina, Li Yisura, Asi Yazima Zima Lestrefa. As Rashi explains, the double stages of the Gzeirah Shavah. You connect A to B, then B to C, right? Rashi quotes all of the Pesukim. And finally, number four, Amar of Ashi, Alti Gzeirah Shavah Kalam Einecha, Sharei Niskalim Hinein Gufei Torah. V'olim Da'akotzev, Elam Gzeirah Shavah. How do you know all the Chayvei Niskalim you learn that from Gzeirah Shavah? Titanya, Nemar Kan Demehem Bam, V'nemar Ba'ovi Yit Oni, Demehem Bam, and that's where it says in Mefurish. Ma Bam, Ma Lahalan Beskila, Afkan Beskila. So, you learn out the four. The Rambam emphasizes, again, an important Rambam, in Lo Sase Shin Lamed Vav, in the Isser of, one of the four, in the Isser of Bita. The Rambam says, in the Lo Sase, Sheziranu Migalos Erbas Habas Atzma, says the Rambam, Ve'ezos Lo Hispara Beferish HaTorah. Right, it's not Beferish. Lo Ba Lanu Erbas Bitcha Lo Tegaleh. Va'amnam shasak mimena labir hadavar v'higaluso ki u'asar basabas u'bas basabenu basabas v'kol shekein habas. Right, that's talking about daughter, not dafka bito me'anu saso. Right, that's the Rambam, if you remember, the Chosum HaSmeis, where the Rambam talks about the Gilui Milsa there. And then the Rambam quotes other related Isurim, and then the Rambam says, v'lashon gemara krisus al ti gzeir shava kala be'inecha. V'havin amram lo limda hakasuv v'lo amru lo limdanuha. Says the Rambam, whenever it says Lashonos like this, it says limda hakasuv. Xerashav is daraisa. Don't think the Rambam says that drashas chazal or derabanan. Lo limda hakasuv. Yes, the Rabbanan interpreted how to do it, but it doesn't say lo limda nuhu. They taught us. Lo limda hakasuv through their learning. Ki elu advarim kulam kabbalah mehashliach olav hashalom. It's from the shliach, Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehem pirish hamakubal kamo shebi'arnu v'psicha l'chiburenu. V'amnam shazak hakasuv milazachra liyosa efshar lehislam edim gzeir shava. The Torah left it out in order for the Rabbanan to be able to interpret it and learn it. V'zeh inyana amram lom limda akasav elam gzeir shava. V'hispik amram guf Torah. Right, this is crucial in terms of the Misora, says the Rambam. The Aruch Laner goes through each four of these, how each one of them is teaching me something else. Number one, gzeir shava even teaches you an onesh, pigel. Number two, it even teaches you iser in the first place. No, sir. It teaches you the kares of pigel. It teaches you the iser of Nosar. It teaches me the Onesh. I wouldn't have known an Isser or an Onesh by number three, by Bas, Bito Me'a Nosaso. And number four, that you can learn a whole category of Los Ases, right? You can learn Niskalin to all the different Niskalin, right? That's an added Chiddush. So that's all four are teaching me something separate. One singular Onesh, an Isser, an Onesh and an Isser. And finally, multiple averos. Those are the four stages, says the Aruch Laner. Okay, again, there's so much here, but we need to continue. Next, Isser in the Mishnah. Mafadim es haShemen. If somebody makes the Shemen HaMishcha exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu made it, that's Usser the Araisa. Shenemar v'chulu. Tan Rabbanan haMafadim es haShemen lo mobo. If somebody makes the oil to learn how to make it, you want to practice, olomosa letzibur, or to give it over to the zibur. Pater, one is pater in that case. Sounds like maybe, is it mutter? Pashas is mutter, the Archaim HaKadosh writes in one place that it's still usser, even though it's not a full isser of kares. But if somebody makes the shemen without bad intentions, so pater. Lasuch, but if you make it in order to use, to smear it on yourself, you're chayiv even just for making it. Even though just using it is pater. The only Isser of Sicha is actually using Moshe Rabbeinu Shemana Mishcha, the Isser of Me'ila. But Isser of Sicha of Shemana Mishcha that you make is not going to be Usser. I didn't check again, but Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole mimer about Tafel Chomer Min Ha'ikr. I don't remember if this is on it. Right here, if you make it, it's going to be a problem, but if you actually use it, it's not going to be a problem. That's full. Right, the mafatim is the nisr of kares, but the sach itself isn't the isr. But this could be another example. All the achronim ask, the Rambam paskins, like this gemara, that it's usr, is a mitzvah say to make the shemen, and it's usr to make the shemen for other purposes. we're going to have on the top of Amud Beis, the Shemet of Moshe Rabbeinu never ran out. Miraculously, it never even got reduced in amount. So what kind of mitzvah? Are you going to make it to use? What do you make it to use? You don't ever need it. You don't need it. Sack of the Raman Paskin, the first line of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Raman Paskin, mitzvahs asay to make the Shemen. Moshe Rabbeinu made it. It's done. The Raman says, to be a mitzvah, you have to be, it has to be eternal. How can the Rambam say, mitzvah say, laso shemen mishcha, she yemucham ledvarim she tzricha mishicha bo, she ne'amar v'yasisa oso, shemen mishchas kodesh. So, ask the Brisker Rav, ask the Aruch Haner, ask all the Achronim, I don't understand. So, all give the same kind of answer. That maybe the mitzvah isn't only to make it, but the Isser is also to guard it. Or even to use it. Maybe that's also included in the mitzvah of making the Shemen HaMishcha. There's no separate mitzvah counted as anointing the Kohanim and the king. So maybe that's included in making the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Aruch HaNer here says maybe the Shmira is included. Rav Soloveitchik, the Mosad Rav Kook printed Rav Soloveitchik's Chidushim on Krisus. So he also suggests maybe it's the Shmira, maybe it's the using it. Maybe it's the using the Shemen that is also included. Okay. The others say in the Shemuel Kabetzes here as a lashon of in a chinami it was never needed, but it's still the halacha doesn't change. Rav Soloveitchik also says that in the Chiddushim on Krisus, we can't bring karbanos today, but does that mean karbanos aren't eternal? The metzias doesn't exist for us to bring karbanos, but if there was the metzias, we would bring it. So there is Shemen HaMishcha, and it was never batel, but. That's just because the Metzias is different. But if the Metzias would be different, and it wouldn't be, then we would have the mitzvah. It's just that the conditions for the mitzvah do not exist. Okay, so if somebody makes the Shemen for not such terrible purposes, pater, but if you make it to use, then it is a problem. Amar mar, lul mobo o amas lamosur letzibur. Pater, min alon, how do you know that? Asim b'maskunto min b'maskunto diktoris. You learned it from Ktoris, v'ksiv l'gabi Ktoris, bo sasu lachem. Lachem u da'asur av l'mosu l'tzibur pater. So by Ktoris you have the limud, so gabi shemen nami l'mosu l'tzibur pater. V'teder Ktoris v'nelach v'shemen, so why don't you have the opposite limud? Ma shemen ki mefatim l'chetzion pater. By shemen, even if you only make half the size, pater av Ktoris nami ki mefatim l'chetzion pater. Alama amarav Ktoris shepidma l'chatzon chayiv, shemen shepidma l'chatzon pater. What's the difference? By oil versus Ktoris. Special din when it comes to shemen. After the makter pras, b'shachar, the pras, b'narabayim, maybe you'll make half the ktoras that you're supposed to be makter in the morning then, and half in the afternoon. So, special din that overrides limudim, overrides gzeir shava. Even if we want to compare to, but if there's a limud in one of them, a pasuk that we learned from, so obviously that overrides. Period. Tanu Rabbanan. Shemen HaMishcha. Mor Dror. So let's go through the ingredients of the oil. Mor Dror. Hey Meos. 500 shekel weight of Mor Dror. What is Mor Dror? That is a huge topic. Rambam in Aleph Gimel, and that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush we referred to before in Brachos also quotes this. The Rambam says that mor is blood that's congealed from animals in Hodu. Hamor hi damat sarur b'chaya shebehodu. Hayadu alakol, that everybody knows about. Shem is basmimbo b'nei adam. That people use this blood in order to be, get perfumed from and get nice smelling from. That's the Rambam, and that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's what the Rosh says. It says the rived chas v'shalom, blood from a not kosher animal, you're putting it to the Shemen HaMishcha. What are you talking about? It says, ein daiti mikabeles, sheyachnisu b'maisa hektish, dam shum chaya ba'olam, kol shekin dam chaya t'meya. No, mar is something else, like it says in Shir HaShirim, some type of spice, says the rived. If you look in the Radvaz says, who says it's a chaya not kosher? Maybe it's a kosher chaya. Rambam never says a non-kosher chaya. Maybe it's a kosher chaya. Or others say, that's what the Rosh says in Brachos, and that Rabbeinu Yonah, it's changed form. So even if it's changed form, there's no problem. Just like we said before, the hava mino about the lechem. But it's mushk, it's changed form from when it was blood, and therefore it would be not a problem. Good, so mar derar chamesh meos. Kida hemeos, 500. Kinwan besem, chamesh meos. Knei Bosem, Chamishim Masayim. Call together, Nimsukulam, Elef, Peshiva Meos, Vachamishim, 1750. That's the weight of, in Shkalim. So, Tanam and Yonaka Mashmalam, what's the Chiddush? We could add, we could do basic math. Tanacha Kashale. No, maybe Ema Knei Besem, Kikinman Besem. Maybe we compare the two, Knei Bosem and Kinman Besem. Ma Kinman Besem, Machatziso, Bechamishim Masayim, Avkano Besem, Machatziso, Chamishim Masayim, Davilu Train Alofim. Maybe it means that's only half, and therefore really equals 2,000. Not 1750. Kamashmalan, Nafimach and Ami. No, Imke, Nichlov Kra, Kinman Besem, Kinne Bosem, Mechsa, Umechsa, Chamishim Umasayim. It should have said it like that, but it didn't, so it must be, it's different, Shiurim. Okay. Omlai, Pabalabayas, we know that Kinman Besem, is 500, but as Rashi says, it's weighed in two halves. It's weighed in 250. So Amar Pavel Abaya, Kshu Shokel, Behechrea Hu Shokel, O Ayin Ba'ayin Hu Shokel. We know from Maseches Bava Basra that when one weighs out produce or anything for a friend, you always give him a little extra. You weigh it down a little bit, right? In order not to violate maybe Gezel, you always want to give him a little extra, Latovas Hakone. So do you have to do the little extra also here? By the Shemana Mishcha, by these little weights, you have an extra hechra, or is it exact? Ayin ba'ayin. So, Amar, lei, Rachmana Kasa, Babra, Barvata, Amar, Behechra. The Torah says exact. What you say, hechra. Why weigh it over a little bit? So the Gemara says, but 1 second, Amar of Yehuda, Yehakarish Baruch Hu Yodea, hechros. Hashem knows. Hashem commanded it and knows that it's going to be a little tilted. Amad Isbu hechra. El Amar of Yehuda, to Kinmon Bosem, Amay Maisi Machatziso de Chamesh Meos, Chamishim Umasayim Bechad Zimna, Vachamishim Umasayim Bechad Zimna, Kimet de Kulon Chamesh Meos Havien, they say Chamesh Meon Babasachas. Why does the Torah say bring that in 250 and 250? Why doesn't it say just 500? Shma Mina, Midekamaisi, Lolokinman Besem, Betray Zimni, Hechra Ispe. It must be the whole purpose of it is to, in order to get a little Hechra. Vakarish Baruch Yodea Bachros. I am my Bible Bible. So what does the pasuk mean? Exact, exact. Amaravina shloyanich mishkal b'mishkal v'yishkal. It means you're not supposed to weigh some of these ingredients kinega the other ingredients. You always need a separate weight, a separate weight on the other side. But you're not allowed to use some of the ingredients against themselves. Right? That is not appropriate. Okay. Tana rabbana. Shemen amishcha shazamosher b'midbar mishalko iikarim b'iikarim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says you the shemen amishcha that comes. You take the roots that have some of these spices on them and you soak them in oil. And that's how the oil gets the fragrance. That's the word I was looking for. Gets the fragrance of the, spices. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'lo lasuch iikar eino sipek. It's such a tiny amount of oil and there's such a huge amount of spices. It's going to get absorbed in a second. It's not going to function. How can you say that that's the shear? Ketzad oseh. Rather, what should you do, says Rabbi Yosi? Heviyu ha'ikar and v'shalkam amayim. You soak them in water. So the water already smells like the spices. Ketzav alam shem and amishcha. Then you put some oil on the top layer. You float some oil on the top layer. V'kalat asarayach. It gets the smell. V'kipcho. Then you peel and then you take it off again. And that's how the shemen gets the smell and the aroma of the spices. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what, you think it's a problem? You're saying, oh, it's going to be absorbed in the roots. It's not going to work. The whole Shemen HaMishcha was miraculous. It had 12 lug to start, which is a hin. Right? Ubo nimshach ha-mishkan v'kela v'aron ubanav. And everybody got anointed with them, the Mishkan, Aaron, his sons, the Kol Shivas Yimei Miluim, Kol Shivas Yimei Miluim, Ubo Nimshchul Kohanim Gedolim, Umalachim, the Kulokayim Lasi Lavo, and it's still around. Nothing has been depleted. Shneamar Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh Li Lidoro Seichem. So you have the word Zeh, Zeh Begematria Yud Beis Lugin Havien. So Zeh is Gematria 12 Lug. It's still Lidoro Seichem is going to be 12 Lug. That's also the makar that you know how much is a hin. A hin is 12 lug. That's one of the two halachas in Shas that we learned from Gematria. Right? This is one of them. We had it back on Menachas, Daf Pei Tes or so. But the other one, of course, is Nazir, Shloshim Yom, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. You learn that from, Kodesh Yeh, Yeh 30. This is the other halacha. So, the whole thing is miraculous, says Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm not bothered that you soak it in oil. It's okay. The whole thing is miraculous. Good. The Tosfos HaRosh in Harios asks, a lot of what we're going to have for the rest of the Amud is from Maseches Harios, because the same Gemara appears there about the Shemen HaMishcha. So it asks, a king is a czar. How are we allowed to use the anointing oil, which is hektish, you know, for to anoint a king, right? Isn't that Me'ilah? So, what the real answer probably? Kach, the Torah says. The Torah says, you use Shemen HaMishkan to anoint the king, so it's allowed. In this case, the Toz Darash has a interesting Lashon, says the Tosfos HaRash, that the Isser is only on in Adam, and a Melech is not included in Adam. Efshar lomdim din zemi mashenemer al basar Adam lo yisach, velomdim Adam velo Melech. Kemosha matzino bim Megillah, bakum aleinu Adam velo Melech zahaman Arasha. Okay, maybe gets into the issue of the Melech has a new chaloshem. Has a separate chaloshem. And that's why he has different carbon. We know Nasi brings a different carbon than other, than Hedyot. But there are various halachas that reflect this, this fact. The Achronim also discuss a sugi that comes up in Hanukkah. When Hanukkah they talk about, you're not allowed to use, one is not allowed to use shemen of a nace for mitzvos. We have to use shemen zayas, not shemen nace. So that's the whole discussion in Hanukkah. How could they use that oil for the menorah? If it was miraculous, right? So too here, right? It's miraculous. So the Achronim answer that maybe the point was that it wasn't added miraculous oil. Hashem just made the Shemen Zayas last longer or expanded the Shemen Zayas. And therefore it was a miracle that occurred, but Hashem miraculously gave it a different, midos for this Shemen Zayas, but it doesn't mean it wasn't Shemen Zayas. And therefore, it's just like, so to here, you know, both of these, one could give that answer. Tana Rabbanan. V'yikach Moshe, Shemana Mishcha, V'yim Shachat HaMishkan, V'cho Omer, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Shemana Mishcha, Shazza Moshe, V'amidbar, Habi Nisimasu, Bo Mitchaz V'atsofo, many miracles, Shilasu V'hoya El, Yudbeis Lukin, Kama Yoreb Olas, but, and the pot should absorb some, Kama Yikaran Bolin, the roots, Kama Arso Reif, and some gets evaporated, Ubo Nimshach, Mishkan, the Caleb, Aaron Abanav, Koshevez Mi'em Iluim, Ubo Nimshachu, Kohanim, Gedolim, Umalachim. They used it so much, and none of it got depleted. It's all perfect. V'yafilu kohen gadol ben kohen gadol ton Mashiach. The kohen gadol position is not yarshint. Every kohen gadol needs Mashiach. Vein moshkin melech ben melech, a king does not need Mashiach. A melech ben melech does not need Mashiach. That goes be Yerusha. There's a lot to talk about, which we don't have time for. Bechiras David HaMelech and his family. The Brisker Rav talks about that. But you don't need it, except for... If there's a fight, so then you have to be Moshech the king. Why is that? Why is that? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. It's pointed out by the Achronim. The Rambam seems to say, the Rashi seems to say, right here, Rashi says, there's very short comments of Rashi on this Amud, but each one of them is loaded. Rashi says here, Avokika Machlokas Lav Yerushahi Uboy Meshicha Batchila. Wow. There's no din of Yerusha when there's machlokas. That's what Rashi used to say. The Rambam says, of course there's a Yerusha, but you just want to make sure people know who's the king. Which then gets us into the question, just to let people know who's the king, that's enough to use the Shemen HaMishcha? That's enough reason to use something from the Beis HaMikdash? Even though technically you don't need it? Unless you have to say somehow it's still needed. Right? To make it not to be machlokas, that's enough of a strong fundamental reason. Okay, but either way, important. So why was Shlomo anointed? Because of the machlokas of Adonai Yoh at the beginning of Sefer Malachim. That's Yoash Bnei Atalia. And Yehoash, remember Yoash? We had him a couple of weeks ago. He was the baby Atalia, the queen, killed out the entire Malchus Beis Ovid, except one little baby that was saved. And Yehoyada and Yehosheva, the couple, the Kohen Gadol and his wife, hid the baby Yoash in the Kodesh Kodashim for 6 years. Until he took him out, and then they anointed him the king. So Ves Yehoash Ebrei Atalia, Ves Yehoachaz Ebrei Yoyakim, and Yehoachaz needed it because Yoyakim was his older brother. Ebrei Yoyakim Echiv, Shehaya Gadol Me'echav, Shtei Shanim. Fine. So we'll talk about Mashiach. Amar Mar, Vavi Lekohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Doi Mashiach, Minalan, Hanei Lekohen Gadol needs Mashiach. Dechsev, Vakohen HaMashiach, Tachtav Mibanav, HaMashiach. Neim Akra Vakohen, Tachtav Mibanav. My HaMashiach, HaKamash Volanda, Filu Mibanav, even Mibanav, who the Mashach Avi Kohen Gadol, Vilo Mashach Lo Avi Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol must be anointed. Omar Ma'ari Moshkin Melech Ben Melech Minalon, Hadino goes Birusha, Omar Vachabar Yaakov, Dechsiv, Laman Yarich Yamim Amam Lachto, Hu Ubanav. He and his sons, Yerusha he, it goes to Yerusha. But in Ma Mashku Shlomo, but Bnei Machlok as Adonio, Minalan, Tchiasa Machlok as Boy Meshicha. How do you know you need Meshicha when there's Machlokas? For lo called the boy Malcha Moris Le Machusa, and not whoever wants could just take it. if there's a machlokas. Interesting. Does that sound more like Rashi or the Rambam? Right? That this, Yerush is still there or not. Amar Papa, Amar Kra, Bekerev Yisrael. Bizman, Shishalom, Be Yisrael. That's when it's automatic. Tana, Av Yehu ben Nimshi, Lo Nimshach, El Mimri Machlokas Yerom Ben Achav. Even Yehu, one of the Malchi Yisrael, not the Malchi Yehuda. He was anointed because of Yoram. Amai, the Gemara says, Tevelet the Malach Rishonu. What do you need that reason for? His father wasn't the king. So what do you need the reason for? There was a Machlokas. His father wasn't the king. This is what I mean to say. Malchei Beis David Moshchin, Malchei Yisrael Ein Moshchin. There's a special din of Meshicha by Malchus Beis David, but not Malchei Yisrael. Rashi adds in one line, again, important. Rashi adds in one line, Misheba David, Aval Shaul Nimshach. Once David and Melech started, then only Malchei Yisrael. But it could be that Shaul was earlier, machlokas rishonim. Others say Shaul wasn't really nimshach with the Shem and the Mishcha. V'im tomer b'nei ma mashchul yeo ben nimshi, b'nei machlokas yor menachav. But really, it wasn't needed. It was only needed to prevent the machlokas. Amar mar malchav, b'ezav moshchim malchav, b'ez Yisrael moshchim min olam, d'chsev, kum mashcheyo ki zehu, get up and anoint him, because he's the one, Shmuel. Zet ton mashicha, menachet ton mashicha. He needs mashicha, and not others. Amar mar, so why was Yehu anointed, mebnei machlokas Yoram. Or mebnei machlokas Yoram ben Achav, nima b'shem ha'mishcha. You can use the shem ha'mishcha just to prevent machlokas where you don't even need it. Kedamar papa. No, the oil used for the Malchei Yisrael wasn't real oil. Ba'afar samadach, it was like balsam oil. Wasn't the real shem ha'mishcha. So just like Rav Papa says that elsewhere, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem soon, hachanami here too, that's what they use for Yehu. Ba'afar samadachya. Period. Next part of the Brisa. Right, two of the sons of the earlier king, Yehoachaz, needed anointing because of Yehoyakim, who was older. So Mikashish, was he really older? Vaksiv, the sons of Yoshio Amelech, right, they were all king. Bnei Yoshio, Habachar Yochanan, Vasheni Yehoyakim, Vashlishi Tzidkiyahu, Varavi Shalom, Vyamar Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Yochanan, the first one on the list, who Yehoachaz? He really is Yehoachaz. Tzidkiyahu Shalom says Yehoachaz is the Bechor. So what do you mean? His brother was older than him. You see, Yochanan is Yehoachaz, right? Really, even though there are four names, there's really only two people. Elala Olam, Yehoyakim, Kashish. Really, Yehoyakim is older. V'yamai Kari Lei Bechor. So why do you call Yehoachaz the Bechor? Shu Bechor L'malchus. He was king first. He was king first. That's why he's called the Bechor, but really he wasn't older. Umi Mekmun and Zuta Kami Kishisha. So why was the Yagawan king first? Yaksiv, Esamamlacha, Nasan, Lohu, Yehoram, Ki, Hu, Abachar. Answer, Ahu, Mamali, Makam, Avosav, Havi. Depends if he fits the bill. If he's the one that's Mamali, Makam, more, then he can be the king even if he's younger. Good. Still talking about this family, the children of Yoshio. Amar Mar, Hu, Shalom, Hu, Tzidkiyo, Vahabadarik, Achashiv. It says first, second, third, and fourth. How can you say this talking about the same two people? It doesn't just say four names. It says first, second, third, and fourth. So, Amai Kari Le Shlishi. The Gemara says, why is he called Shlishi? Shu Shlishi Labanim. He's the third son. Amai Kari Le Revi, Shu Revi Lamalchus. But he was the fourth being the king. Why? Mishum de Malach Yechanya Kameh. His nephew Yechanya was king before him. Betchila, right, there was two son of Yoshio, and after his nephew, his grandson, so then another earlier son became king. Betchila Malach Yehoachaz, Vesof Malach Yehoyakim, Vesof Malach Yechanya, Vesof Malach Tzidkiyo. Fine. Taner Rabbanan Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyo. Well, I'm going to question for Shalom. Why is Tzidkiyo the last king of Israel? Why is he called Shalom? Shayesh Shalom B'maisav. He was Shalom. Tzidkiyo is one of those enigmatic figures. There are Chazals positive and not so positive about him. So Shalom B'maisav. Dover Acher, Shalom, Shalom, Malchus Beis David B'yamav. He was the end. It was Nishlam. It was finished in his days. Umay Shmo, but his real name was Matanya Shmo. Shneemar, Bayamlech, as Matanya Dodo Tachtav, Nebuchadnezzar made Matanya his uncle king as the last king instead of him. Bayasev Shmo Tzidkiyo, and he named him Tzidkiyo. Domer Lo, why did Nebuchadnezzar name him Tzidkiyo? Ka yatztik alecha zadin. Hashem should be matztik the din im timrod be if you rebel against me. Meaning I'm only doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping me. Don't rebel. Shneemar vayivieu bavela, viksiv vagam bimelech Nebuchadnezzar, molach, melech bavel, marad asheishbi velokim. Right, he rebelled. He rebelled in the end, it was not good. Umi avi shemana mishcha, separate now, new issue. Was there Shem and HaMishcha? for all these kings. V'yatanya, but didn't we learn that it was hidden away much earlier? Mishenignas aron nignas. What's next to the aron? Tzintzenes hamon, a bottle, utzloch Hashem and Amishcha, umaklo shel aron, shkedim uprachim, v'argas shishigru pilishtim doron alokei Yisrael. Right, the box that the pilishtim sent back with presents. When they sent the aron back, shenemar v'esklei azov asher hashivosim lo, asham tasimu bargaz misido. So, wasn't it hidden much before? So, umi gonzo Yoshio melech, who was going? Is it Yoshio melech Yudah gonzo? Shenemar v'yomer melech el hakoanim tznu es aron hakodesh, v'yomer v'lazer asya shamsham, asya doros, asya mishmeres. Based on Xavier Chavez, not only did they put away the aron, but they put away all of these other items. So, the shemim was nignaz much earlier. So Amar Papa Bafar Samadachia, that's where he says it. It wasn't the real, when it says they later on, they didn't use the real Shemana Mishcha. They only used this fake Shemana Mishcha, because it was hidden away. And that's the only thing you have. That's all you use. Tana Rabbana Moshkan is a Melachim Kimin Nezer. Again, there's a lot of symbolism to what we're talking about, but we just have to do what we could do. They anoint kings like a crown, like a circle on top. That's a Kohanim Kimin Ki. Big discussion. What's a key? Is it an X? Is it a C? Is it something else? Okay, some type of Greek letter. Amar Rabban Ashiya kimin ki yivani. Tani chada b'tchila matzik shemen al rosho, v'yachar kach nosein lo shemen v'risa eina. First you pour it on the Kohen's head, and then you put it between his eyes. V'tani achrisi b'tchila nosein lo shemen v'risa eina, v'achar kach metzik lo shemen al rosho. Opposite order. Tanoi hi igaman da amar mishicha adifa. The anointing is the ikar, and that goes first. V'igaman da amar yitzik adifa. The pouring is adif. My time in the man da amar yitzik adifa. Why would Yitzika be Adif Shenemar by Yitzok Mishem and Amishcha Al Rosh Aharon? It says that by Aaron. Umandar Mashicha Adifa Ksavar Shem Shekein is Rabba Yitzok Klisharis. Because you also do that for Klisharis, and that's why Mashicha would be Adif. Vaksiv Vayitzok Ulubasof Vayimshach. So what did the other day I do with that Pasik? Where it says Vayitzok first? Hachi Kamar. Matam Vayatzak Mishum Vayimshach Oso Likacho. Because it was already Nimshach earlier. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tana Rabbanan, and we will continue again all of these very large dafim here in Maseches Krisos.